Hurry up, Commissioner Green.
Of course, I'll keep an eye out. I promise, darling. I'll keep an eye on it.
I'm coming, Delgado.
Come on, give me your stuff and hang up the phone or you'll miss the train. Wow, what's in this?
I don't know. It's for my wife.
I'm in seat 134, and you?
137. Go ahead, I'll join you.
Okay. What a bunch of oblivious people.
What else is bothering you, Delgado?
It's the people on the train, Commissioner Green, who are getting on my nerves. Seriously.
What do you mean?
Well, look. At 3 o'clock, for example.
What, the brunette all dolled up?
Yeah, the brunette, working on her business laptop. Well, her name and ID are easily readable. I just had to bend over to see them. And the same goes for her password. Natalie entered it very slowly.
Natalie?
Yes, Natalie. That's her first name, and she's a financial controller in a startup. Here. That's her, isn't it? On LinkedIn?
Oh, yes, indeed.
Apparently, her boss is on a business trip to Shanghai, and there she is working on sales figures, margins, and projections without a privacy filter. It's completely open bar for a hacker.
You're impressive, Delgado.
Yeah, well, that's nothing. I can do even better. Worldwide, 94% of businesses were victims of at least one targeted or untargeted cyber attack in the last year. Theft, data destruction, ransomware. Who, and above all, how? Episode 3, Risks When Traveling. Commissioner, I think there's a guy over there moving your wife's stuff.
You're right, Delgado. What a world. You always have to keep an eye on everything. I'll go and see what he's up to.
I'm amazed you're taking your laptop with you.
Of course, what do you think? In a public place, you should never but never leave your computer unattended. Any hacker could hack into your laptop and steal your data.
You're right, Commissioner. You only need to step away for a phone call or a quick pee, and a hacker can do all sorts of things. Install spyware or take over your PC to hack into your network later. Well done. You're learning fast.
I'm no whiz kid in code, but in the physical world, no hacker's gonna get me. I tell you, Delgado. Excuse me, sir?
Do you believe that? Challenge accepted, Commissioner. So?
It was nothing. My wife's stuff was crushing the gentleman's suitcase a bit. Again? Damn, I only have 1% battery. No, oh, I forgot my charger. Delgado, can I borrow yours?
Oh, wait a second. Yeah, I found one not long ago. Wait, here. Here, this might work.
Thanks. So, our Natalie is happy to share her private life, too. Her husband's not bad, is he?
In the picture there, that's not her husband. Natalie's husband is bald and skinny. I've seen him on Facebook. I also know that she is a fan of Asian food and that she's,
Okay, Delgado, we get it. You've just given every good reason to restrict the visibility of one's computer screen with a privacy filter. 2 missed calls, 18 email notifications, and 5 text messages. When I tell you we've become slaves to these damn smartphones... That one. You can't wait for me to arrive, frankly.
So, Commissioner, aren't you gone a little bit too far with the Chief of Police?
What? But how can you know? You're in front of me. You can't see my phone. And, oh no, there's a mirror behind me.
Yes, but I can see what you're typing. Look at my screen.
Are my texts on your screen? But I never left you alone with my phone for a moment. This is impossible. How did you get it?
The charger you borrowed from me. The hacker puts malware in it, leaves it lying around, and someone picks it up, uses it, and that's that. If you only knew how many people find lost chargers and use them, or give them away, as I just did.
And by hacking my phone, you gain access to all my contacts, their emails, and their numbers. That sucks, Delgado.
A smartphone is basically a mini computer and contains equally sensitive data.
I knew I had to be careful with connected objects like USB sticks, but a charger? You've shocked me, Delgado.
Beware of anything that connects to your device that doesn't belong to you. And also, don't leave your own USB sticks or other chargers laying around.
But I took that charger because you gave it to me.
And I told you I found it. So you should have refused to use it. What were you saying? In the physical world, no hacker will get the best of you?
Delgado, look out. I'm a fast learner. Now I know that whatever happens, one, I take my computer with me if I move around on the train. Two, I put a privacy filter on my screen. Or, if I don't have one, I avoid working on parts of documents with sensitive data. And, finally, three, I never connect anything to my office equipment that doesn't belong to me. Chargers, nothing. So, Delgado, have I impressed you?
Yeah, not bad.
Ah, I missed that. Hello? Yes? Well, okay, we'll come to your office. It was Mr. Reynolds, our financial director from Arkansas. He's waiting for us at his office. Take back your charger, Delgado, and get your hacker crap off my phone. We're on our way.
Hey, Natalie, you're not very careful with your computer. One day or another, you're going to have real problems with hackers. If you do, feel free to contact me. We might be able to help you.
Oh, thank you for the card, Mrs. Delgado.
Podcast Learning Academy. By Toutac.